is the 27-year-old running the biggest crypto market in Africa for one of the largest operations on the planet that could create a whole new generation of entrepreneurs. Emmanuel Babalola is young, clean-cut, and hungry for the progress of cryptocurrency on a continent that is still fairly skeptical. Emmanuel Babalola exudes the enthusiasm of youth with a ready smile and a laugh. On this day, in the heart of the Nigerian countryside, like a good grandson, he is visiting his grandparents at their quiet rural home, and he steals an hour in the front seat of his car to talk to Billionaire Tomorrow about fraud, regulation, and cryptocurrency. In Nigeria's patriarchal business world, Babalola is something of an upstart. At the tender age of 27, he is in charge of the largest cryptocurrency exchange in Africa, part of the biggest crypto operation in the world, Binance. It has 90 million users and does billions in business around the world. Babalola believes crypto is coming in Africa, whether people like it or not, and claims the business has increased fivefold over the last year.
It's a bit like the internet, he says. It's like saying, don't use the internet.
Babalola studied computer science at the University of Uyo in Nigeria and earned a master's degree in digital currency at the University of Nicosia, the largest university in Cyprus, where he honed a passion for tech.
I think I've always been really an entrepreneur. I studied computer science, and that has a critical background, and you know that has really helped, you know, shape how I see crypto. I always say the master's in like technology presented itself, so this is something that I've always been passionate about, tech. I started reading more about cryptocurrency, and then, you know, it caught my attention. I think in 2017, I quit and then came fully into crypto. I was basically freelancing for a couple of projects, meeting the audience.
Babalola threw himself into attending every meetup he could find around crypto with his ears and eyes wide open. He reckons he attended more than 200 events on this learning curve. At about the same time in 2017, entrepreneur Changpeng Zhao founded Binance in China without offices, headquarters, or even a license. He grew it rapidly from almost nothing. It means at the age of 44, CZ, as he is known, has earned a fortune estimated at $1.2 billion, and surely must be seen as the grand old man of crypto after living through what the Chinese would call interesting times. CZ's parents were both teachers in China. His father was a university instructor until he was accused of being pro-bourgeois by the authorities and exiled to the rural areas. The young CZ had to support the family by doing a number of jobs, including working at McDonald's. When his turn came to go out into the world, CZ steered well clear of teaching and became a software developer in the world of finance on his way to launching Binance.
He's a very capable leader that, you know, prioritizes the user, says Babalola.
Babalola, the head of Binance Africa, took a similar U-turn in his career. He was born to march in step as a soldier of Nigeria. Both Babalola's parents served in the Nigerian army. They met on an army base in Lagos and married in uniform. They were from different parts of the country and separate tribal groupings, and Babalola says
they would never have met, let alone married, if they hadn't enlisted.
Family folklore says Babalola's mother outranked his father on their wedding day. His father was a corporal in signals, and his mother was a warrant officer in the medical corps.
I grew up in the barracks, and you know, so old or displaying, and the core values that I have today were, you know, from both of them. So I went to military school, so all my schooling up to university was military school, so it was just as soon as I could choose, I was like, ma'am, this is not for me.
Babalola's family wanted him to follow them into uniform and join the colours, but the big U-turn loomed large.
The reason why I personally respect officers so much is because of the sacrifice, the pay, they lay down their lives for their country. Their entire lives are regimented. I'm being an advocate for the freedom of money today. I've always wanted to be free too. When you're in the military, you don't have it. Your time is managed for you, so you have the time to be at work. You know, you have shifts. You have to wear a uniform.
The big decision came at a family meeting. Despite impassioned entreaties from Mr. and Mrs. Babalola, the young man had his way and went off to study tech and digital currencies. This existential moment has seen Babalola climb to head Binance Africa, the biggest exchange, with a desk full of problems to tackle. The first is the lingering perception in Africa that crypto is merely a cloak for fraud and money laundering.
We are working with regulators to actually ensure that crypto is safe, you know. And if there are several reports as well, of course, you know, helping, you know, take down crime rings, actually. I see a lot of conversation around crypto regulation and what it should be taking form and shape this year. How regulators address crypto is a key concern. However, I think for players in the industry, it's important that we continue to engage right with these regulators, because that's kind of like the key way that we can actually ensure that these regulations, as they will come, will not stifle innovation.
What about tax? A lot of governments are getting twitchy about missing out on revenue where people use crypto instead of an African currency.
Do you know that, like, one of the biggest revenue streams I see happen in the next 10 years will be like, it's really going to be big on Binance. Do we have the tax tools right to keep regulators actually see tax and help us pay tax as well in a transparent way? Now, one of the key things we knew that would happen is that cryptocurrency will represent a key revenue driver of any government that accepts crypto. For instance, the typical example in Nigeria, you know, millions of dollars are processed in crypto transactions, right? And one of the key things about crypto, it is that it's trackable, right? So you can trust it,
says Babalola. It was gone on record this month saying,
using crypto is the worst way to commit fraud.
Now, what about a guy who was running a successful garage in Nairobi, I venture? As long as he's making money, why should he care about crypto? This is his answer.
The guy in Kenya was basically limited to the business within Kenya. He couldn't receive money, or he couldn't ship, or, you know, because obviously you haven't received the money first. And that those payments to take maybe 2 or 3 days to get to you. When it comes to international payments within Africa, it's so difficult today. Right then, what crypto does for the entrepreneur, it opens him up to the entire world, right? Anybody, anywhere can compete for his services.
And what is Babalola's advice to African entrepreneurs who want to launch their own cryptocurrency or tokens?
You have to ensure that it has valid use cases. That's prioritize your community, because as I said before, if enough people think it's valuable, if enough people use it, then it becomes valuable, he says. You know, we have several projects, $1 billion market cap, $10 billion market cap, because people believe in what I use. Right, I think that this year, we will have the African crypto ecosystem mature a little more, and we will have a little more projects from Africa, you know, gain global appeal.
For now, this year, Binance Africa is pressing ahead with its plans to train more than 1 million Africans on how to use crypto. The company claims it has trained 400,000 so far.
And one of the key things that the program was to do was to help these people who understand crypto already, you know, to teach the next person, you know, teach their family members, their friends, organize a small meetup and just talk about crypto. And then we basically cover those back costs, he says. We are pleased on like user education, because the more people understand how to protect their crypto accounts, the more people understand the risk, the more people understand, okay, this is how to actually make money from this. Then the more adoption we would have.
Be sure Babalola will be writing many more headlines with Binance Africa this year. He has plenty of years ahead of him. Remember, he's only 28 in October.